Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network Command Team.
Just a really quick introduction. My name is Brittany O'Keefe. I am Army Wife Network's podcast editor and graphic designer. You probably haven't heard or seen me in a while because the past like 2.5 years, we were living in South Korea, me and my husband. And because of the time zone differences, I could never do anything live. But now I'm back in the States. And now I'm able to be live. So this is going to be awesome. So this is my first one. This is going to be interesting later because I will have to take the audio from this Facebook Live and then edit it down into a podcast. And it's always really weird when you hear your own voice. Anyways, PCS binders, binder organization. Here is my really super colorful binder. This is my everything binder, and it's different from the PCS binder. This is the PCS binder. I have a binder for myself. My husband has a binder for himself. We have the PCS binder. He has an Army binder. We also have a tax documents binder. It's very good to have your important papers in binders. And let me just go over this one really quick. This is my like everything stuff binder. And just to give you some examples, if I needed to prove my identity in like a court of law, and I would just bring this to the courtroom because it has my birth certificate, marriage certificate. It has my passport stays in here when I'm not using it and traveling. You know, I have things about like, life insurance, social security, health insurance, things about my dental records, my vaccination records, college transcripts. Everything is in here. Like if I had to grab something out of a burning building, like this would be going out with me. All my important documents for life are in here. Highly suggest everyone in your family, including your kids, have one. And if your kids are little, it's a good idea to start one for them. So then maybe like when they get a little bit older, like, you know, teenage years, you could hand them the binder and be like, this is all of your important documents. And now it's your turn to take care of them. You're a teenager now, right? So that's my everything binder. And that's just an example. My husband has one for himself like that. And then he has an Army binder where it's like specific Army papers. But the PCS binder is what we're here about today. And this is related to everything to do with your kind of like your previous duty station as you're tying up loose ends. It includes everything about your travel. And then it will also include everything about your current duty station, your current, you know, residence. This is definitely, this will be different if you are a homeowner and you own your own home and you're not selling or anything because you would have your permanent house documents. But for someone who like, if you're moving around, you're renting, you're living on post, or maybe you're living off post for a few years and then moving, having a binder like this, super, super important. So let me just start off by going through it. I kind of don't want to show you all the pages on the screen if you're watching on Facebook Live, because then you'll be like, oh, that's your address and stuff. So I'm just going to flip through it like this. So we start off with orders. So this is going to include a copy of, you know, current orders for a duty station and any type of amendments or memos for it. And redundancy is fine too. I usually have a couple copies of orders in the PCS binder, and I'll usually have, you know, my husband will have a couple copies of orders in his Army binder. So, you know, it's just always good to have some on hand. The next, we have power of attorney, and we also keep copies of those documents in the PCS binder. you never know when you're just going to have to whip those out. And then I also have copies of important identification. Once again, for redundancies, never know when you're going to need that. Then I have things like, I call them like loose ends from the previous duty station. So like if you have, for instance, in my example, we still have storage that has to get shipped to us. So I still have the papers from nearly 3 years ago where they put all of our stuff in storage. And I have all of those documentations, the papers we signed. Then you're going to also need things about your current duty station. So anything related to your like household goods that are coming in, anything related to like unaccompanied baggage or things like that, that's like coming into your duty station or it's like arrived, keep those papers too. Anything to do with like shipping and pickup dates, keep them until everything is done, because you never know, if you move, you might have to open a claim if any of your items are damaged. So you want to keep all of your like shipping stuff from previous duty stations until you get to the new one, get your stuff, everything's okay. And like, it's clear, then you could start getting rid of old paper. So I have like a bunch of PCS stuff and delivery orders, things like that too. Then you want to keep your like current bills and stuff in this binder. So especially if you're moving around every couple years, you might have new renters or homeowners insurance. You might have to get different car insurance. You might have to change who your phone provider is, your cable, things like that. So whenever you like move and get to a new place, I always keep a copy of like, you know, they'll send you that letter in the mail or the email where it's like, welcome to our service, here's your account number, and all that kind of important things. Also, really good idea to keep the first copy of the bill you get when you live in your new residence, because, you know, you could sometimes use copies of bills to prove that you're a resident somewhere. And actually, my husband just had to do that. We just recently moved to a new state, and he was going to get a new state ID and be a resident of the new state. And one of the things they ask at the DMV is a copy of your last utility bill with your name and address on it. So always a good idea, save your first bills when you move to a new place and just have that on hand. It already came in handy. You know, things like car insurance, if you have to change it. Then another really important thing is if you're renting, if you're living on post, maybe you plan on buying a house and flipping it in like 2 or 3 years, keep your housing documents in this folder too. So this is going to be like things like rental agreements, lease agreements, you know, if you're in like a HOA and have to sign extra documents like that, like anything to do with, you know, paying a mortgage, paying rent, banks have to be involved. Basically anything to do with like your current house, your current living situation. And then it's always a good idea, especially if you're renting, to keep your rental records for the time you are there. Sometimes if you rent and you move and then you're going to rent at your next spot, like off post, the landlord might want to see your last year of rental receipts or proof, something like that. So not a bad idea to keep those. And then this is a little bit of a special case, but in the PCS binder, I have papers about EMFP reviews for going overseas, because our first duty station was South Korea. You have to do all the EMFP paperwork and stuff. So I actually kept a copy of my packet and stuck it in the PCS binder. Well, A, we might go overseas again. Who knows? And B, it's just good to have like copies of these like official military health TRICARE paperworks on hand at all times. And then at the very end of my PCS binder, I have stuff about current phone plan, and I'm flipping through it and I see I could actually throw this away. This had to do with our phone plan in Korea, but that's been canceled. and they stopped bills. So you could throw that away. I also have a pouch in the back where I could keep some receipts. So if you purchase some high ticket items, especially if you're going to PCS, gotta save those receipts, because if something gets damaged, they usually want to see proof of your receipt or your proof of purchase when you do your damage claims. So, you know, you buy that new 60-inch flat screen TV, you want to save that receipt for it, because when you PCS, if that screen is broken, you're going to want that receipt. So, like, that is typically it for my PCS binder. Obviously, your PCS binder could be different. There's no right or wrong way to do a PCS binder. It's whatever important information that you think you need to have on hand. Like, that's what goes in this binder. So my binder has this, and it might be different from the next person's binder. There's no, like, right or wrong way to do it. Obviously, if you have kids, there's got to be probably a whole nother stack of binders for all of their paperwork and things like that. You know, if you have pets and you have to PCS, you know, obviously keeping all of their paperwork in the PCS binder, you know, things about their shots, if they have to get chipped, vaccines, anything like that, that will go in here too. It's just, I don't have pets, so I didn't think of that right away. And, you know, it's just a way to stay organized. I personally like the different binder systems. Like, this has everything to do with our place right here, right now, our living situation. And then you might want to also include in here, I don't have it for the new post we're at yet, but I had one for the last post, like the sheet of like contact numbers, like really important stuff. So like maybe the hospital or the clinic at your post, you know, MWR would be important. I don't know, the pharmacy, you know, dentist, chaplain number, you know, things like that. Things you might call during the day or you might have to look up, you know, you could keep like a little sheet of phone numbers and directories for like on post things there. But like I said, everyone's PCS binder is going to be different. You will decide what information is the most like important for you. And you will decide ultimately what's going to go in here. But it's a really good idea to start if your papers are just like all over the house or just kind of randomly everywhere, please put them in one place. If you are a brand new military spouse and maybe you just don't know what to expect, or you're like, well, what can I do? My husband's going to be in basic for the next couple months. How can I help out? Get everything in a binder. That's something you could do. Or just people who want to, you know, clear clutter, and, you know, these are super easy to travel with. You could just stick them in your suitcase, things like that. So I hope you all enjoyed this. This was my first live. I hope I didn't ramble on too much. I hope I gave you guys some good ideas and some valuable information. And I just wanted to remind you all that Army Wife Network is here to engage, educate, encourage, and empower military spouses around the globe. I know our name is Army Wife Network, but we're here for all military spouses. It doesn't matter what branch you're in. So if you can't catch us live on Facebook, you could listen to this. It will be released. Gosh, this is so sad. I edit the podcasts and I'm totally blanking. Okay, yes, this one will be released in podcast format, edited down by yours truly in a week from now. And then you could also subscribe to Army Wife Network on your favorite like podcast player, you know, Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever. We have our full-length episodes every Monday. It's a great way to start your week with some empowering information, news, and we always have a great interview segment, and just, you know, this could be your cup of coffee in the morning for your soul if you are a MIL spouse. So thank you so much for listening in. I hope you all enjoy your day and get organized with a PCS binder. And it's heavy, a stuff binder, everything about your life in A handful of pages. All right, thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to www.armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our empowering resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.